That God loves us and that we are saved by grace through faith, not because of anything we've done. We live that out every time we baptize a baby. Oh, I've seen it lived out in this church so many times. I see it in the way that we live together and share together. My first year here, we shut down the church and we had a serve day, and we all went out in ministry and service throughout the area, and we had an impact that year. And while we didn't shut down the church again after that, we have continued that service. We have served the schools through reading tutors. There are 187 kids, if I'm remembering the number right, this year alone in our schools who got paired, partnered with you and were able to have their lives changed a little bit, whether through getting better at reading or having a stable adult mentor in their life. Oh, you're making a difference and changing the world that way. Back snacks, that we make sure that hungry kids have something to eat over the weekend. There are so many ways. One of our Sunday school classes takes pizza and bread and other baked goods that would otherwise get thrown away and make sure people have it. I see that again and again, the way you live. I know that you know about grace. I see that grace every Christmas Eve when we have been choosing to give away our Christmas Eve. And I have seen kids come up to me with piggy banks full of money because they want to buy a mosquito net or help with a well in Mozambique or a bus for the Kuamba ministry or the food packing events. And kids are getting this. They understand because their parents are teaching them. This church is teaching them that they are saved by God's grace. And as such, then the way that we love one another is with that same grace and giving away generously what we have so received. I have seen it in so many ways at this church. I have experienced grace every time that I have been honored to stand up 89 times and speak into somebody's life in a funeral. If you've heard me do a funeral, you know that I work to speak that person's life, and many of them I have known and loved myself, and there have been some who I've only been able to come and to know and love through the preparation for that service. But I hope that you have heard that no matter how much we share the gifts of that person, and oh, there's so many gifted, wonderful people that I've been able to speak into their lives, that every service ends not with, and because they were so great, now they're going to heaven, or not because they served their nation so well that the bald eagle is flying them off into heaven, or not because they cooked the best apple pie ever that their kids are taking them to heaven, but it is because Jesus Christ loved them and loves us, that we trust them to God, that we trust ourselves to God. By grace, we have been saved through faith. There really is no other sermon than that. Over the years, it may have sounded like different things. It may have sounded like a study of the Gospels. It may have sounded like tough questions in the Bible or things the Bible never says. Or it may have sounded like a sermon series dealing with grief and how we grieve. But at the heart of every sermon I have preached, my hope and my prayer is that you have heard that it is through by grace we are saved through faith, and not by our own works. It's a gift of God, lest anyone should boast. I preach it imperfectly at times. There are times when my life says the opposite. I am a Christian under construction like the rest of you. I am growing into that sermon like everyone here. But my hope and my prayer for both myself and for each one of you is that as you go on from this service, first into welcoming the ministry of Steve Cox as he shares himself so generously, so graciously with his church, and then receiving Chris Abel as your pastor and welcoming him into this wonderful congregation, I pray that you live out that sermon of grace as much as possible, that none of us ever forgets that it's never up to us, but it's always about Jesus. It's always about God's love for us. And because of that, that we can welcome one another, that we can be the church that God has created us to be. One more thing. I wanted to say this out loud. One of the things I love about this church is that this is one of the few places in our world today where people from across the political spectrum sit together happily of one mind and of one accord. sitting under these mulberry trees. Some of them you may get splatted with mulberry berries, but some of you are ardent Republicans, and some of you are ardent Democrats, and it does not matter under these trees as we listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think that is one of the most beautiful things about this church, and I pray that you keep that both for ourselves, because we need that, but that we model it for the community and the world too. We have been saved by grace through faith for so very much. Nothing else beyond that matters. But we have been so loved by God that here we are today on a hot day saying goodbye, and I hate goodbyes, and I've already been crying thanks to the girls, but knowing that it's not the ending of anything, but it's always in God's good kingdom the beginning of something beautiful. So will you pray with me? Oh God, by grace we have been saved by faith, and I thank you so much for that gift. Enable me to preach it in every way and place that I am given to preach it. Enable everyone here to preach that same sermon. Through their words, yes, but through their life, through the way they love one another, and through the way they serve the community and the world in your name. I give you thanks, O God, for this day, this place, this church, and for all the good plans you have ahead for each one of us. Amen.